USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Both of the Senate runoff elections in Georgia remain within about 1% of each other, with around 98% of the vote reported. Senator David Perdue holds a lead over challenger John Ossoff of around 1,300 votes, while Reverend Raphael Warnock is up about 35,000 votes on Senator Kelly Loeffler, with an estimated 2% of the vote still to be reported. Both races remain too close to call. Raphael Warnock spoke to his supporters late Tuesday night, seemingly claiming victory and saying that he will fight for all Georgians in Washington.
And so, Georgia, I am honored by the faith that you have shown in me. And I promise you this tonight. I am going to the Senate to work for all of Georgia. No matter who you cast your vote for in this election, in this moment in American history.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Efforts to distribute and administer coronavirus vaccines have lagged behind initial goals set by the Trump administration. Officials with Operation Warp Speed had wanted to have 20 million Americans receive their first shot by the end of 2020, but according to the CDC, just under 5 million have received their first dose so far. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says there's still time to improve the system, but we do need to move quickly. He tells CNBC that allowing people to get vaccinated at places like pharmacies would rapidly increase vaccination numbers.
I think there's still time to improve upon the system. We need to work through the categories of people that we've prioritized for vaccination more quickly, get through these groups more quickly that we've prioritized, and we should have prioritized certain groups. So I think we've done the right thing there, but also expand the number of sites that are offering vaccination. I think we need to push more of these vaccines through a retail channel and allow people to go into a pharmacy and get vaccinated, particularly elderly Americans. Most of the demand, a lot of the demand, is among senior citizens. We ought to make these vaccines available to senior citizens and allow some of the supply to reach the demand for the vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A number of Republican representatives and senators say they will challenge the electoral vote count when Congress meets on Wednesday to certify that vote. Congressman Jim Jordan says he plans on issuing challenges to the electoral vote in 6 states. The Ohio Republican told Newsmax what to expect on the floor of the House.
Well, what you're going to see is several members of the United States House of Representatives object to the electors being accepted and certified in 6 states. And the reason you're going to see that is because all these states, there was unconstitutional change in the election rules just prior to the election. The Constitution, Sean, as all your viewers know, is very straightforward. It says that the legislature determines the time, place, and manner for elections, not Supreme Courts in the state, not governors, not Secretary of State, not county clerks, not Facebook, not Twitter. It says the legislature. And in all these states that we will object to tomorrow, someone outside the legislature, they went around the legislature and changed the election rules. And the reason they had to go around the legislature is because they were controlled by Republicans. So they sued in friendly court. They got a hack Secretary of State who had changed the rules at the last minute. That's how they did this. And then on top of that, you have the fraud that's been talked about over the last 9 weeks. So that will be the message. That will be what we present tomorrow on the floor of the House of Representatives.
And Alabama wide receiver Devonta Smith has claimed the Heisman Trophy as college football's top player. Smith becomes the first wideout to lift the trophy since Michigan's Desmond Howard in 1991. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.